Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 688, The Secrets of Well-Being Series, Part 4, Does More Choice Make Us Happier? By Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, just like an audiobook, but free of charge. Today's episode is from Good Life Zen, but before we get to it, I wanted to mention that one of our regular authors, Courtney Carver, has a year-long course. I've mentioned that before, but she's doing a live online seminar, known as a webinar, all about it, and to help you figure out if it's something that you'd like to be a part of. Check it out. The link is oldpodcast.com/live, and that webinar is on November 2nd. It'll be live. So if you visit that page, you can sign up for it for free. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/live. For now, let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. The Secrets of Well-Being Series, Part 4, Does More Choice Make Us Happier? By Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Does more choice make us happier? This is the question that drives Barry Schwartz, professor of psychology at Swarthmore College. For example, yesterday I went to the supermarket to get some olive oil. There wasn't just one brand. There were many different options, cold-pressed, virgin, light, from Italy, from Greece, from New Zealand. In fact, there were over 30 different options for me to choose from. And the same goes for everything we encounter, from jobs to detergents. We're faced with endless options. So does more choice make us happier? Of course, this is a question that only applies to our affluent Western society, because in poor countries, people have few options. As Schwartz points out, an official dogma in our Western society proclaims, the more individual freedom someone has, the happier he or she will be. Here are some problems that come with abundant choice. Number one, choices make for preoccupation. I'm sure you too know about that. Shall I stay or go? Shall I quit this job for that one? Shall I have an operation or not? Shall I choose this person to be my life partner or that one? The list is endless. If we were to add up all the minutes and hours that we spend preoccupied with choices, I think it would add up to a large slice of our life. Number two, too much choice equals paralysis. We know this phenomenon as dithering. Actually, there is some interesting data here. A researcher investigated how people choose one of the many voluntary retirement funds that are on offer for employees in the USA. She found that for every five more options, the participation went down by 2%. So if an employer reduced available options down from 50 to 5, their participation rate went up by 20%. That is, when faced with too much choice, people stopped choosing because they felt overwhelmed. Number three, more options make us dissatisfied with what we have. Like Marty Seligman, Schwartz also makes the point that if we have more options, we end up less satisfied with the choice we have made. Why? Because if our choice doesn't turn out to be perfect, which it won't, then it is easy to imagine that another choice would have been better. The easier it is to choose, the easier it is to feel regret about the choice we made. Number four, choice leads to self-blame. The effect of the escalation of expectations is that if things don't turn out right, we tend to blame ourselves. Schwartz sees a link between the explosion of depression in the industrial Western world and the disappointment and self-blame that comes from too many choices. As you can see, this is a substantial list of drawbacks that come with abundant choice. According to Schwartz, some choice is better than none, but more choice is worse than some. According to Schwartz, people fall into two groups according to how they respond to choices. He calls them maximizers and satisfizers. Are you a maximizer or a satisfizer? Answer the following question to find out. When I'm in the car listening to the radio, I often check other stations to see if something better is playing, even if I am relatively satisfied with what I'm listening to. Yes or no? If you answered yes, you are a maximizer. If you answer no, you are a satisfizer. Research shows that maximizers do better, satisfizers feel better. Here are recommendations by Schwartz that he offered graduate students at their leaving ceremony. Number one, don't be a maximizer. Learn that good enough is good enough. You may end up with results of decisions that are slightly less good, but you'll feel much better about them. He qualifies this recommendation and says, number two, choose when to choose. There are many domains in life where we can consult experts when we have to make an important decision to take some of the burdens off your shoulders. Number three, foster loving relationships. Close relationships impose constraints on our life. Schwartz's point is that these constraints are not a cost, they're actually part of the benefit. Number four, follow a calling. A calling satisfies and binds. People with a calling are doing something that will not lose its value even if they are stuck doing it for the next 40 years. Number five, keep your expectations reasonable. Don't expect perfection in your work, in your love life, with your friends, with your kids. Number six, agonize less about your many decisions. You can use that time and energy instead getting to know and understand all the people in your life. Abundant choice does not make us happier. I think it's important to keep in perspective that there are many people living in poverty who desperately need more choices, and there are people in authoritarian regimes who need more choice. But those of us who live in one of the Western industrial nations are confronted by too much choice. There's an interesting line in a well-known Zen poem that bears on today's theme. The great way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing. You just listened to the post titled The Secrets of Well-Being Series, Part 4, Does More Choice Make Us Happier? By Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt ONE Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt ONE Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The title says part four, but I don't think I've read the other three parts. I'll have to check those out and see if they're a good fit for the show. And a quick reminder that Courtney Carver is putting on a webinar on November 2nd, so you can learn more about her year-long course that features many of the authors you hear right on this show. To attend that for free, visit oldpodcast.com/live, and I have that linked in this episode's description. That should do it for the Sunday episode. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.